Let's be seated. And as the screen says, we're going to open our Bibles, this time to the New Testament, to the Gospel of John. So this is John's Gospel and chapter 14. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. I'm going to begin with a question. What makes you, you? What makes you, you? That's a good question. Okay. First thing is this. The physical. Just take a look at yourself. In all your glory. You don't want to? Take a look at somebody else. The physical. What makes you, you? One of the things that makes you, you, and not somebody else, is the physical. You can touch your hand, your other hand. You are there. There is something physical about you, and that's a very obvious thing. You can think about your body. You can think about the things that you can touch of yourself that make you who you are. And particularly, I guess, you can look at your face in a mirror. You can look at somebody else's face. And is that right? That perhaps the most distinguishable feature about somebody is their face? Would that be right? You're thinking about that. I think it is. That we can ease it. We've all got hands, and it might be difficult to tell one another's hands apart, but certainly our faces, there's something about our faces. Now, on the whole, we've got two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth, but they're all arranged slightly differently on us. But that's something about what makes you, you, and what makes me, me. It is the physical. And we know that, and we can look after ourselves physically. How many of us, this might be a time of confession, how many of us are either members at a gym or have ever had membership at a gym? Oh, now I won't ask, put your hands down, I won't ask how many are still members or still go. Yes, I do. But you see, because we are physical and we know that's something, it makes me me, it makes you you, we think, well, I need to look after myself physically. I go to the gym, I exercise, we try and have a good diet. Speak for yourself. No, I try. I don't know. Or my wife tries. For me to have a good diet, whether that's, you know, food or liquids, we try and have a good diet because we know we're physical. That's what makes me me. So we look after ourselves. Second thing that makes you you is the emotional. We are physical. We know that. The second thing is the emotional. Something about our feelings. The sensations we know, our passions, something about our experience and our response to our experience. What makes you you is not simply the fact that you have two arms, two legs and a unique face. It's also your emotional response to the events you have been through. I think that's something of what makes you you. You have been through certain experiences and you have responded to them. You had a particular mum, and your mum will have taught you in a particular way. You had a particular dad, and you responded to your dad in a particular way. These are our emotional responses. It's something of what makes us who we are. It may be that before you came here today, you were already on a spiritual journey, and it may be that you've explored Christian faith before. It might be that you've been part of another religion or a sect or another group, and you've done all this kind of thing before. So you have an emotional reaction to everything I say this morning because of what you've been through. But that makes you, you. It doesn't make you me. But it makes you, you. And the experiences I've been through, and the feelings I have had, the sensations I've experienced, and my passions, my experience, the response to that, my emotional response, it makes me who I am. Now, are we with it so far? What makes you, you? Your bodies, what's physical, but also the emotional. The way we've responded inside, our feelings. A third thing, what makes you, you? We are physical, we are emotional, but we're also spiritual. We're also spiritual. Now, I believe this is true not just for those who are part of a religion. I don't think that you're just spiritual because you pray. You're not just spiritual, or you don't become spiritual at a particular point in your life. You are a spiritual being. It's part of what makes you, you. It's part of what makes you who you are. Of course, the physical we know about, and we look after the physical, and we go to the gym and exercise and diet and all the rest of it. Emotionally, perhaps we look after ourselves, and I won't ask, but I guess a number of us have been to see counsellors. People we will sit with, and they'll ask us questions, and they'll talk about the things we've been through and our responses, our emotional responses to those things. Sometimes very deep and profound things that have happened to us. And we know we need to do that to look after ourselves emotionally. But we're not just physical and emotional, we are also spiritual. Part of what the Alpha Course is about, and part of what I'm seeking to just put out today, is that we are spiritual beings and we need to look after ourselves and nurture ourselves spiritually. Physical we get, emotional we get, spiritual. What is the spiritual? Well, it's about that awareness of life beyond the physical. Life beyond that which we are. The awareness that there is something more. So many people I talk to will say, well, you know, I don't believe in God. I don't pray. I don't do any of those things. But is there something, someone beyond me that I can't touch physically? More often than not, folk will say, yes. Yes, there is. There is a spiritual realm. There is something beyond me. And that's the spiritual. And it seems to me we're not always nurtured as we grow up. We're not nurtured in this awareness of needing to look after ourselves spiritually. Physically, we get it. Emotionally, hopefully, our parents help us with that. But spiritually, perhaps we're not so good about that. But what makes you, you? Physical, emotional, spiritual. What makes you, you? I want to put in something else here as well. And that is part of what we've talked about is relationships. We can start with physical relationship. Can I borrow you, Tim? Is that okay? You've got some lovely stickers on you today. Let's have a look at these stickers. Buzzy bees or something. Okay, come over here so we can see. Okay, now I can say I have a relationship with Tim. And what a good-looking chap he is. Are you? Now, I can have a relationship, but I could say my relationship is just an emotional relationship. It's not physical. But as soon as I hold his hand, it's a physical relationship that takes place. And I can, have you known this? You can shake hands in different ways, of course, hold hands. Have you known people just shake hands like that? Grab the elbow. Or just physical relationship. Okay, you can sit down now. Embarrassed you enough. What makes you you is not just the fact that you are physical, emotional, or spiritual. What makes you you vitally are the relationships you're involved in. Physical, we need physical relationships. I do not believe we're intended to be physically separate from other people. The need to touch and be touched. That's why babies cry. Don't they, Judy? And what do they want? They want pick me up. Now they might want their nappy changed, they might want feeding, but a lot of what it's about is touch me. Physical relationship. I need that. I need touch. Now, I'm just put touch up. But emotional relationship. It's not just about the touch. You see, I can touch Tim. I'll come to you now. Touch Tim, you see. I can have a physical relationship with him, but emotional relationship is about friendship. It's where I talk to Tim about who I am. He talks to me and we have a drink together. Then we talk some more and he goes, oh, I really can't figure this out. And I say, I can't figure it out either, but I'll tell you a story to distract you. You know, or whatever. But you know, and that kind of thing goes on in friendships. And that is beyond the physical relationship. It is emotional. Somehow, and you know what I'm talking about, somehow you begin to connect with somebody else. How do you do that? That's a mysterious thing. But you feel a connection with somebody else. We talk sometimes about chemistry between people, don't you? Do you? Yeah? You know, somehow, it's not about touch, but somehow you share something about who you are and they listen and they talk and there's a chemistry, there's something that connects you. An emotional relationship. What makes you you? Well, it is the physical relationships you're involved in. But also the emotional relationships. And I've just put up the word friendship. But what makes you you are also those emotional relationships where there is no friendship. Where friendship is broken down. When you harbour anger and fear and hatred against somebody else. It's not friendship. But that makes you who you are. That makes you you. That's a very powerful thing, isn't it? So physical relationship, emotional, and of course, what am I going to put up? Number three, of course, is going to be spiritual relationship. Of course it is. And as I said, you know, people talk to me and they say, well, I don't believe in a personal God. I don't believe in prayer and all this kind of stuff, but I do think there's a higher power up there. I do believe there's a divine presence somewhere. I can't reach him, can't touch him or her, whoever it is. It's almost like if I did pray, the prayers would just bounce off the ceiling and come back to me. There's nothing else there. What makes you you? Not just the physical relationship, not just the emotional relationship, the friendships you have or don't have, but also the spiritual relationships you have. And we would speak about having a spiritual relationship with one we call God. We talk about having a spiritual relationship. What makes me, me? You could probably break it down. The physical relationships I have, the emotional relationships I have, but the spiritual relationship I have with God. And it is all these three things. You cannot take one of these things away and say any longer that I am me. Because all of these three things together make me who I am. And all of those three things make you who you are. And you might say, well, hang on. you haven't got any friends. I'm sure we've all got friends, you know. Somebody we can call a friend. But you could say, well, hang on. I don't know God. I haven't a spiritual relationship. And I want to say the very fact that you think you don't know God doesn't mean that is not part of your life. It's still there. And it might be a vacuum, but it's still who you are, and it's still important to you. And just like we'd say, I need physical relationship, it's good for me. Emotional relationship, friendship, that's good for me. So spiritual relationship is healthy, and it's good for you. And it makes you more human. It makes you more who you should be. Spiritual relationship. Let me just talk just for a few minutes about making a journey to discover and know God. And this is the spiritual relationship that essentially Alpha is about. Making a journey to discover and know God. And I found this picture of a road. And I thought, well, good illustration of a journey. You see, nice tarmac, flat, safe roads. And I thought, that can illustrate spiritual journey. And I thought, well, hang on. How many people have spiritual journeys that look like that? And I thought, how about this one? And I thought, yeah, this one's near Niagara. This one's near Dubai, actually. And I thought, yeah, the chances are this is more like my spiritual journey. You know, in all its twists and turns and ups and downs and ins and outs, its questions, its confusions, its answers, its joys, its pleasures, its points of disturbance. But it's a journey, a spiritual journey, making a journey to discover God. And just because the road looks like this, we shouldn't be put off. In fact, I looked on the internet for interesting roads, and this comes up as kind of the motorist's paradise, you know? Yeah, you'd like this, wouldn't you? Yeah. Nice car, yeah, kind of going around these kind of roads. There's this very straight and boring road. But this is more perhaps what a spiritual journey is like. All sorts of things take place on our journey. Well, making a journey to discover and know God. There we go. Just click those down and click this on. Jesus said, we read this a few minutes ago in the passage from the Bible. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And just to comment, do you see how Jesus speaks of God as Father? For Jesus, God is not just God. Distant, aloof, person, thing, power. God is Father. And immediately you speak of God as Father, you're speaking about relationship. Do you remember? Physical relationship, emotional, spiritual relationship. These things are necessary for us to be human beings. It's possible to know God as your Father. It is possible to know God as your Father. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's not saying that no one can know God as Father. He's saying there's something about God as Father, and you can know him. But it's to do with knowing Jesus. Having a relationship with Jesus somehow has this knock-on effect of knowing God as Father. It's very quickly. By seeking to walk in the way of Jesus, it's possible to know God as Father. And see, I'll just highlight and underline, I am the way. Jesus said, I am the way. Do you know that the first Christians, they were known as followers of the way. That's what they were known as. And several times in the Acts of the Apostles, the story of the early church, they are referred to as followers of the way. Because they understand this is a journey we're on. We're only at the beginning and we're exploring and discovering what it means. But it's about journey. It's following after Jesus the way. And of course Jesus said, come follow me. And that is a very fundamental thing to us discovering spiritual relationship with God as Father. Following after Jesus. And it seems to me there is something about the way of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the person of Jesus, that connects us with God as Father. And Jesus invites us to know him as the way. So We might look after ourselves physically, have good relationships physically. We might look after ourselves emotionally, have good relationships emotionally. But spiritually, seems to me, we can only know any sense of fulfillment once we know God as our Father, as a spiritual relationship. And that only comes with connecting with Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way. I am, as it were, the road you must walk to discover God as Father. I am the way. Let me just highlight the truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. And of course, truth is about trust. If you have any relationship with somebody, you know, if they tell lies, isn't it right? Trust. Where does that go? If they no longer tell the truth. And I don't know about you, but in terms of my spiritual journey, my journey of discovery, of trying to find out more about God, more about who Jesus is, I think for me it's been so important to know that whatever Jesus says, I can trust. Whatever Jesus does, I can trust. And here, it's as if he's making the point to his disciples, look, I am the way, I am the journey you must take, but you can trust me. You can trust me, because I will tell you the truth. I'm sure we've all got those friends who tell us the truth, whether we want to hear the truth or not. Do you know those friends? Sometimes they tell us stuff we don't want to hear. And maybe, I don't know about you, maybe you get angry at them because they've told you the truth. And you say, look, I don't want to know the truth. I'd rather you just be nice to me. But they're good friends. But you learn, you can trust them. You think, okay, maybe I don't want to hear it, but I can trust it. And that for you and for me, in our physical relationships, our emotional relationships, what makes it work is trust, because it's true. Jesus said, I am the truth. Whatever you do in this spiritual journey, connect with Jesus, because he can be trusted. By trusting or believing in Jesus, we sometimes talk about believing in Jesus, by trusting in him, his teaching, his life, his death, his resurrection, or his return. All of these things, you know, we can talk about on the Alpha Course. Discovering more about him and actually trusting that what he says and what he has done is good. And we can base our lives upon him. It is possible to know God as Father because Jesus is the way, he's the truth, we can trust him. And of course, because he is the life. The third thing, by receiving a gift of life through Jesus. Jesus, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, said, I've come that you might have life, life in all its fullness. What makes you, you? What makes you, you? Hopefully, if you go out on the street and somebody says, excuse me, what makes you, you? You'll better answer the question. What makes you, you? Well, the physical, emotional, spiritual, but also the relationships I'm involved in. That makes me me. Physical, emotional, spiritual. What makes you, you? I think a vital thing is the invitation to make a spiritual journey. To discover that God can be your Father. God is your Father. And I recognize that for some of you, you've had a touch. Maybe it was, who was it said you came to faith when you were four? Becky. Is it you? Yeah? Some of you, long, long time ago, you'll have experienced church. You'll have experienced God in some way. Something touched you. You knew God a long time ago. And for some of you, if you make this spiritual journey, you will engage again with God as Father. And you'll say, I've been here before. I remember this. It was when I was four. It was when I was 12. It was when I was 22. Whatever. For some of you, this spiritual journey is a journey back home. For some of you, it's a journey you've never taken before. But it's an exciting and good journey for you. A journey of discovery. And the invitation this morning is to understand you're a physical person and an emotional, but you're also a spiritual person. And we need to nurture and help one another to become spiritual people who have a relationship with God as Father. The Alpha course starts in 10 days' time. If you haven't already signed up, but you're interested to do so, have a word with Claire. And I trust it'll be significant in your journey, spiritual journey, your journey as a human being. Let's just take a moment to pray that God would help us and direct us in this. Father, as we pray, we begin just by thanking you for Jesus. And there's so much we could say about Jesus, what we understand about him, what we love about him, what we're amazed at in him, what we're shocked at when we think about Jesus. But Father, thank you for Jesus, because we recognize that as we have begun this journey, this spiritual journey, of trying to follow after Jesus, so we have entered into a new relationship, perhaps a relationship we never realized we could ever have, but a relationship with you, Father, as our Father, understanding that as our good Father, you love us with an everlasting love. You never let us go. You forgive us when we come back to you. You give us numerous new starts. And you just shape us and change us to be better people, people more like the people you've made us to be and designed us to be. And Father, we ask that you would just plant a seed in our hearts this morning, so that if we need just a prompt, an encouragement to continue or begin our spiritual journey, we pray that you'd help us to do that today. We ask that your blessing would be with us, each one of us, today and each day. In Jesus' name, amen.